Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast. Here is your host for today, Paul Gloro.
Hello, my loves. It is lovely to be here with you. Welcome to episode 8 of season 3 of the Living Spiritfully podcast. I'm having the time of my life with these episodes. I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am delivering them. This past month, November, has just been such an exciting month. Claudia, Miko, and I, my fellow Mind Body Misfit sister, we talked about bioenergetics this month. I had my heart-to-heart with Dr. Patricia Rennie, who I am going to the launch of her cookbook this Sunday. I cannot wait to get that cookbook in my hands and make some of the delicious recipes. And then Catherine and I had a conversation about the barriers to coming alive. It's just been such fun with the content that we've been creating. I hope you're enjoying it. Also, in the Living Spiritfully Collective, it's Self-Care November. Shout out to Nikki, who has been rocking it this month. She set the commitment of drinking water first thing in the morning, and she said she is doing it. She's added her vitamins into the mix. She's feeling amazing. And I made a comment in one of our posts in the Living Spiritfully Collective. If you want to join, go to livingspiritfully.com. Scroll down to Collective, and then you can join from there. But in one of our conversations, I said, hey, Nikki, I bet your skin is glowing right now. And she commented that, yes, she is seeing the glow. So it's amazing. It's so incredible what happens when you set aside even 2 minutes a day to take care of yourself. Personally, I've been doing my 2-minute inner smile meditation. This comes from Chinese medicine, Qigong, techniques where you sit and you bring a gentle smile to your face and then smile to different areas of your body. I have found just with 2 minutes a day what a profound change it's having on my body, on the way that I show up, on my energy levels. It's fascinating. So let me know, what have you been doing to celebrate Self-Care November? What has your self-care practice been? Head over to livingspiritfully.com, join the Living Spiritfully Collective if you're not there already, and chime in on one of the posts. Let us know what's going on there. Aside from that, this month, November, has been, just from an astrological perspective, I don't even have a word to explain. It's just been wow. We started off November with a transformative eclipse season, with eclipses happening when the moon was in Scorpio and when the moon was in Taurus. Scorpio and Taurus are opposite signs. And Scorpio is all about change and transformation. You know, in Scorpio, the archetype is all about the hidden things. It's got a very all or nothing kind of energy and attitude. And it's very much about reciprocation. So generally what happens in eclipse season is, first of all, eclipses are like, you know when your computer is just acting really weird, so you turn it off and you turn it on again? That's what eclipse season is like. It sort of just resets everything, gives it a kind of a reset. And when it happens in a sign, especially like Scorpio, which is all about change and transformation, it tends to bring on a lot of change. Oftentimes you'll hear astrologers say things like, things may be eclipsed out of your life. So what was there in one moment may no longer be there in the next moment. And that's typical of an eclipse season. The interesting thing is that eclipses happen every 6 months, generally around every 6 months. And you know, 6 months ago it was May when we had our last eclipse season. And the change and transformation that happened to me, the full-time job I was working at in publishing was eclipsed out of my life. And it's been such a journey in the last little 6 months, making my way through that. And now 6 months later, I seen what has been eclipsed out of my life hasn't been revealed yet, but there definitely has been quite a bit of change and transformation. And personally, I'm feeling this pull to prepare a lot of things in my life. I've been preparing preparing for a lot of changes that are happening within my business, with my coaching and my teaching practice and my education practice. I've noticed a lot of changes in my home. I'm actually currently undergoing some, I don't want to say renovations, because all I'm really doing is painting and flipping some furniture. But I'm redecorating, I guess we could say. And so that's where a lot of my focus has been. It's a quite interesting time. So tell me, how has your month of November been? Like, what big changes or major changes have you experienced in this last little while? Either go to livingspiritfully.com, join the Living Spiritfully Collective, or you can send me a message through wherever you're listening to this podcast. Scroll down through the show's notes and you'll see a place where you can leave me a voice message. Leave me a message. Let me know. I would love to hear your voice. Tell me a bit about yourself. Or you can always send me an email. Keep it private. me@paulgaloro.com, and I will respond to you. Now, I wanted to just take a little bit of your time today to talk about my Arise program. If you're unfamiliar with it, first of all, have you not heard me talk about it every week? I'm kidding. If you're unfamiliar with it, it is my morning mindset and movement program that is designed to set the tone for your day and to prepare you physically, mentally, and spiritually for whatever your day may bring. It is currently available in both real time and on demand. I do record the practices at a certain time every day, every morning, and then they're made available to you, the user, to practice whenever your morning practice is for you. Right now, our schedule is set to recording at 6:30 in the morning. And then I have other people that, once it's uploaded by 7:15, they're doing it at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Some people even do their Arise practice in the middle of the day because their mornings are quite busy. So it's available to you at any time. If you do join the recordings, the schedule is there for you. And so really what each practice is designed to do. Now, I follow the energy of the day. And when I say I follow the energy of the day, I wake up and I'm usually up before the recording, and I feel into the energy of my body and the energy that I sense in the world around me, so to speak. But I'm also looking to things like the sun and the moon and the planetary alignments to see what is the energy of the day reflecting back to us. I'm also following the seasons. So right now we're in late fall, preparing for winter. So a lot of our practices are around turning inward and taking care of our bodies, nurturing our bodies after, a very full and exciting, spring and summer and early fall. So it really is a program that is designed for your mind, your body, and your spirit. And it's 30 minutes a day. Some people do a little bit less. Some people tack on some more and do their own practice after they do their Arise recording. And Jackie, one of the selling points for her is that she gets to do her practice in her pajamas. And just so you know, I'm also doing the practice in my pajamas. I wake up and, first of all, I wake up and I get dressed into my pajamas so I could be presentable. Although Bev did recommend that I do it naked to see what would happen. Let me know in the Living Spiritfully Collective if you would like me. No, I'm totally kidding. Or am I not? Maybe it'll be Arise on OnlyFans. I'm teasing, or I'm not teasing. But it is something that you really, the intention is to do it first thing in the morning. And that's the beauty of it. You don't have to, get dressed. You don't have to, I mean, you do have to put something on because your camera may be on. My camera definitely is on, so you can see what's happening. You have the choice to turn your camera on or not. Or if you're practicing on demand, you do what you do. But you basically, the design is you wake up and before you reach for your phone to scroll through social media, before you go listen to the news, before you do anything, you make your way to your practice space and you do the daily practice. And there are three components to the practice. There's the mindset, there's the movement, and there's contemplation. Now, if you or when you sign up for Arise, you also get a 5-day program called Ready to Arise that has five little tasks that you can do to prepare yourself, your life, and your physical space to have this regular Arise practice. So in those 5 days, you explore why. Why is it important for you to sign up for this program and do this program regularly? You look at where will you be doing your Arise practice? And I give you some journal and reflection questions that you can look at and some tips on how you can set up the space. Then there's also when. You know, yes, like I said, there is a schedule of when things are going to be recorded, and sometimes the schedule changes. Sometimes it's at 6:30, sometimes it's at 7. There is the real-time practice, or if you're practicing on your own, you set it in your own schedule. What is the best time for you to practice your Arise? And there's other things too that will, like I said, mentally, physically, emotionally prepare you to incorporate Arise into your everyday life. Because it's vital that we set ourselves up for success. And that's what those first 5 days are. And so once you set yourself up and you figure out where and when and how and why, and you commit and you write down your commitment to your Arise program, then the daily practices, as I said, are broken down into three components: mindset, movement, and contemplation. So the whole point of the mindset aspect is to orient our mind and kind of, it's almost like, remember old school radios when you used to turn the dial to a certain station and then you kind of, you can hear the station clearly, and then whatever is being transmitted is picked up through your radio and you listen to that. That's kind of what we do with our mindset portion of the practice, is we orient our mind to a place that is joyful or loving or beneficial, right? It's all about setting our mind. This is one of the reasons why I say do it first thing in the morning, because how it is said that however you spend the first hour of your morning will set the tone for your day. So if the first thing that you're doing when you wake up is going to social media, even if you only follow people that are make you chuckle and laugh, you're still programming your brain to, you know, to memes. And let's be honest, memes aren't always setting you up for joy and expansion and love and light and all of that stuff. Sometimes those memes are kind of stingy, if you will. And so, or if you're going straight to the news, let's be honest, you know, I'm not saying anything new here. The news is designed to make you scared of what's going on out there. The news is designed they sensationalize everything so that you can continue consuming it, right? And so if you're going into something fear-based within that first hour of your day, it's not going to end well, right? Because it's like tuning your brain to that frequency, tuning your brain to a fear-based frequency will then set you up for that for the rest of the day, right? Then you're going to start to look for those things to be scared of. Then you're going to start to project those things to be scared of. So we come into mindset first, set it up, get it ready so that you can move through the rest of your day with that in mind. So how do we do this? We do it through journaling. We do it through affirmation. We do it through mantra. We do it through self-talk. And these are just some of the things that we do in those first few moments. Now, of our 30 minutes, we always start with a little bit of self-care. So you sit down, you get everything you need, whether it's your hot water with lemon, or if it's cold in your room and you need to put on a light sweater or a blanket just to keep you nice and cozy. And then we sit down to some journaling. And with the journaling, I'll either have a prompt for you to reflect on, or every Tuesday, it's Tarot Tuesday, so I might have a tarot card that gives you something to reflect on and gives you sort of like an insight into what's happening. Our mantras are usually Sanskrit mantras or Gurmukhi mantras that are certain frequencies that, again, set your mind for the day. Recently, through the last month, especially when the sun moved from Scorpio into Sagittarius, we had the new moon there. Aham Prema was our mantra for that week. And Aham Prema loosely translates to I am divine love. And the intention behind that was, if we set our mind to I am divine love, then the intentions that we set at the new moon will be an extension of that. So mindset, we set our mind first and then we get into our body, and that's where the movement happens. If you are unfamiliar with me and my past, my history, I'm trained in yoga, Pilates. I also incorporate a lot of Tai Chi and Qigong from my own personal practices into our movement practice. Dance. These are some of the things that we do in the morning. Like, listen, we're not waking up and doing high intensity interval training. I am trained in fitness as well. That's not the kind of movement that we're doing. We're doing some movements to lubricate our joints, to wake up our bodies. We do a lot of tapping, a lot of thymus thumping, a lot of movement and work for our lymphatic system, things to lubricate our joints, stuff to really ground ourselves in our body. This is another thing too, and I keep, you know, you're going to hear me harp on this because, listen, I know most of you that are listening to this, and this is myself included. I'm not excluding me in any of this, but most of us, what's the first thing that we do when we wake up? We grab our phone. We scroll through something. That the second you do something outside of your body, that's not for your body, you're disconnecting. You're pulling yourself out of the physical and going into the mental space, right? Scrolling through your social media, that's pulling you up into your mental space. Your eyes are getting stimulated by that scroll. That's why we do our best to avoid that first thing in the morning. So we're going to do some practices that put us in our body, some thymus thumping. You can probably hear me thumping on my thymus now. We do some gentle yoga, a lot of repetitive flows, some Pilates to activate our core and get us ready for the day. Tai Chi and Qigong to, again, anchor us in our body, but then also start to feel our energy movement, right? Dance. Oh my gosh. Generally, Fridays are the day when we pick a song and we just dance freely to prepare ourselves for the weekend. So again, doing some sort of movement to bring us into our body. And then the third aspect is contemplation. And now this is important because this is where we do the work, as it is said. Now, you know, we do little bits every day rather than sit down and do a huge chunk at a time. And contemplation is usually spent in stillness, in presence, in feeling ourselves from the inside out, but it also brings in, you know, certain meditative practices. This particular week, it's the end of November, we're working with a light meditation, a color meditation, and we can use colored lights, or the way I teach it is using color vapors. So we breathe in the color white into our lungs, and we breathe in the color green into our liver, and we breathe in the color yellow into our stomach and our spleen. And the idea behind this is to clear out the energies of what those, clear out the energies of those organs, but also clearing out what those energies represent for us. So for example, in the liver, we store a lot of anger there. So as we breathe in the color green, we're pacifying that anger. We're dissolving it, we're releasing it, and then filling it with love, with calm, with peace, right? Some other meditative things that we've done is just simply focusing on our breath, a great way to deactivate our fight or flight response and settle into our rest and digest response so that we can calm our mind and then be ready. This is, you know, contemplation and mindset kind of weave in and out together, but again, a way to set our mind. And then the other thing that we incorporate into contemplation is astrology. Now, you've heard me talk about astrology before. I'm never going to shut up about it because it is just, I believe there is so much value in understanding astrology, not only where the planets are and what they're doing, but what those archetypes that are the zodiac signs mean for ourselves. Currently, some of us that are in a rise are also participating in The Way of the Sun. That is my collaboration with Crystal Eves. If you missed my heart to heart with her, scroll back, listen to that episode. Crystal also talks about the program that we are presenting together. But each week we look at the different zodiac signs and then we incorporate different practices and different reflections on how we can tap into that energy. Because just because you were born under the Gemini sign doesn't mean that you don't have Scorpio elements within you. Doesn't mean you don't have Cancer elements within you or Sagittarius elements within you. All 12 zodiac signs are present within all of us. And they all offer some great insight into who we are and how we operate. And that's, again, another element that I'm incorporating into contemplation. It just helps us understand ourselves better, and that really is what contemplation is all about. And so those are the three components: mindset, movement, contemplation, that make up the Arise practice. And we do these every single day, Monday to Friday. We take weekends off, although Once you're signed up for Arise, you have access to all the recordings, right? So if there was a recording that really stuck out for you for the week, you can always do it again on Saturday or Sunday, or you do your own practice, right? You know, our spiritual practice doesn't take breaks on the weekend. I just take breaks from presenting this material on the weekends, but it's all there for you as part of your spiritual practice. So if this is something that if you're looking for ways to integrate more introspection, more mindfulness into your day, into your spiritual practice, this is a great way to do it. Another thing to note is that there are monthly themes. So like we had self-care November, we had high vibe October. December, which is, I mean, this podcast is released on the 30th, so the next day is December. Our focus for December is all about stress management for the holidays. It's a busy time. You know, there's a lot of socializing. There's a lot of stuff going on that our theme is going to revolve around taking care of our bodies, taking care of ourselves, making sure that we set time for ourselves so that when we go do those things, when we go to those parties, when we're going out to buy gifts for people, when we're going out to spend time with our loved ones, we're doing it from our truth. We're doing it from a place that is grounded within ourselves so that we can be fully present and give the gift that is ourselves to others while we're with them. Because, you know, there's so much of getting just caught up in the holidays that we forget to enjoy them. Another thing too is we're preparing for Mercury retrograde because Mercury goes retrograde at the end of December. And so there is a lot of our focus for the month of December is to ground and center ourselves and to focus our mind. So beyond December, I am following cycles, right? Like I'm looking at the moon, I'm looking at the sun, I'm looking at the seasons, and I'm incorporating practices into them, into our daily practices to help us navigate these, right? How many of us feel, you know, more tired once the days start getting shorter and the nights get longer, we start to get a little bit more tired. So we're going to be doing more practices to not necessarily like jolt ourselves with energy, but to like nurture ourselves so that as if we're feeling a little bit more tired, we do things that kind of like nurture and nourish ourselves so that our rest can be more restful and our activity can be more active, in a way that will support us, right? And help us thrive rather than deplete us. Sidebar, but like totally related. One of our participants said that a friend of hers called what we do, Arise, the Sunrise Social. Because what we do is, you know, we do our practices, and for those that attend in real time, we do our practices. But then after the recording's done, some of us stick around for another, you know, 2 or 3, sometimes 5 minutes, and just have like a little check-in, a little chat. How you doing? What do you got going on today? Stuff like that. Oh, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday. Like it's our little sunrise social. So we have a moment to connect before we go about our day. And then, you know, the next day we come back to the same place and we do our thing and we have our own little check-in. Now, for those that are not, that don't attend in real time, we do have our monthly gatherings for the Living Spiritfully Collective and the Arise community. We do meet once a month in the evening so that those who attend on demand can still be in there and have some conversations, and we get to know each other, and we, you know, reflect on what our overall theme is for the month. And there's usually a heart circle aspect to it. So there is the introspection, but then there's also the community aspect. And we're international, baby. We've got people all across Canada. We've got people from the United States of America that are all part of this group. That are doing these practices together. So it's, I don't know. And I'm not just saying this because I created it, but I think it's something spectacular and really special. So if you are interested in joining, now is your time, because Arise registration is open now for December. And then at the end of December, Arise registration will close. And then you won't be able to register again until probably March is when I'll open it up again. So the way it works is that when you register, you're registering for 3 months. And the reason for that is because, you know, I used to do the month to month, and I would see people come in for a month and then they would just sort of like flutter away and disappear. And I just know from experience that committing for a month, you're not going to get the same results as if you commit for 3 months and you do it regularly within that 3 month period. So so you sign up for 3 months and you get access to your Ready for Arise, so your 5-day program, and then there's also the daily practices. So you sign up for the 3 months, and then at the end of the 3 months, after you've given it a solid try, then you decide if you continue or not. I hope you do. And there you have it. So when you go to experience.paulgaloro.com, you click on Arise. When you register on that page, you are registering and committing for 3 months. And then from there, you get everything that you need to join the program. You'll also be part of the Living Spiritfully Collective, where we come together. It's our own little online community. It's separate again from social media because We don't want to go into social media first thing in the morning. And we also, you know, you want to be mindful of how much time you spend in those apps. So we have our own little private community where we can have meaningful discussions. And, you know, for those of you that are listening to this podcast, if you've already registered for the Living Spirit Fully Collective, you know what's going on in there. And there's generally our monthly themes. You're going to get the weekly newsletter. And also, here's a little thing. If you are interested in checking out Arise, the first Thursday of every month, I include that day's Arise for you to check out. So join the Living Spirit Fully Collective and you can get a little taste of what Arise is all about. Now, don't take my word for it. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with a few of my Arise participants. They've agreed to join me on the podcast to share their experience of Arise and what they're getting out of it and how they're incorporating it into their lives. So I hope you will join me for that. If you have any questions at all, feel free to send me a message either through the Living Spiritfully Collective, or you can email me directly, me@paulgaloro.com for more, to ask any questions. Now, just to tell you a little bit about what's happening on the podcast this month, Claudia Miko and I, my fellow mind, body, misfit, we're going to get together next week and share with you some more mind, body, fitness info. And then, of course, the following week in the Heart to Heart edition, I'll be joined by some of my fellow Arise participants. And then Catherine Stilo and I get together again for a little Come Alive, our last broadcast for 2022. And then in January, we start a whole new cycle of the Living Spirit Fully podcast that I cannot wait for some of the exciting things that are coming down the line. So that is it for today. Please check out livingspiritfully.com, join the collective, let us know how you're doing, what's going on. And if there's anything that you're curious about, you want to hear me talk about, you want to ask me about, feel free to let me know. I'm happy to, if you have a question, if it's something that I can answer, if you're curious about something and then I get curious about it, I'm happy to explore it and then talk about it here on the pod. So go over to the Living Spirit Fully Collective, join, get in on the conversation, start a conversation, and yeah, let's live spirit fully together. That's it for me today. Please know that I love you so much. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for continuing to inspire me and my fellow co-hosts, Catherine Stilo and Claudia Miko. And I just love you all. So I hope you have a gorgeous month of December. I wish you a happy holidays, whatever it is that you're celebrating. I hope that your hearts are filled with a lot of light and love that the season brings. And I will talk to you again soon. Mwah.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.